He tried.
That's all. Look, the whole world stands still for Jerry's thing. Shuli's husband can't make it. All right? And so this is the way we do it. If the 31st day is Shabbos, or the 31st day is Yom Tov, so what we want to do is, you can do it at night, right after Shabbos, because it's already the 31st. You can't do it on Shabbos because it's a money exchange, it's a business deal. Next.
What if it's Yom Tov 2 days?
So, huh? Do it on the 32nd day. Because there's no, it's not like bris, there's no chorus here.
At least the 29th
yeah.
day.
Okay. 29th and a quarter.
You can make it early, but you can't okay. can make it late if you have to.
Yeah, 29th and a quarter. Remember, it's into the 30th. Child was supposed to have a bris on the 8th day. Child was sick, jaundiced. And doctor doesn't allow you to go ahead and make the bris for at least until the child is a month old. Okay? Bris and Pidgin yeah. Aben.
Which together.
Bris first.
Opposite.
Bris first, and then Pidgin Aben. Immediately, that's one after the other. Okay. When do you have Pidgin Aben before the bris? The child cannot be circumcised until he's 6 weeks old, 8 weeks old, 3 months old. Pidgin Aben comes first because he survived. That's it. The chazaka is that he's going to live. The fact that we have a medical problem over here, a technicality, we're going to wait. There's your classical case. There's your classical case.
Listen,
you have the pigeon
a
bed.
And that's it. The whole gospel, yeah.
And you wait until the child is able to sustain a bris, is heavy enough, weighs enough to sustain a bris. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know that some don't make a Shehecheyanu for a bris. The reason that some don't recite a Shehecheyanu for a bris is because a bris could be a kind of procedure that is not only nerve-wracking, but the child may land up with great medical problems. It is my humble estimation that this is no longer the case, with medical science being what it is today. And I urge people to follow the psak of the Sfardi author of Shulchan Aruch and not the Ashkenazi, and to say a brach of Shehecheyanu. I urge them. But since it's a change of minhag, I cannot impose that. So that Shehecheyanu rightfully deserves its place at a bris. Rightfully. Even those who don't say it, in other words, Bali Tosfos who instituted this, even those who say that you don't recite Shehecheyanu, say it only under tremendous duress. Tremendous duress. Because how can you say Shehecheyanu over there when you don't know if your child is going to survive the night? That's not the case today any longer. So that if you have bris and Pidgin HaBen together, the question becomes a moot point because you only need one Shehecheyanu. How do I know that you only need one Shehecheyanu? When you have five mitzvahs on Purim, Shloach Manos and Megillah in the morning, which is a separate mitzvah from the nighttime, and Matanos Levyonim and Sudas Purim, how many Shehecheyanus do you make? One. Okay? Simple.
And if you have a
That's
on
it.
Purim.
Oh, yeah, get
off. Then you have a great set
of All right. But,
the show will cater for you for a small thing. Just talk
okay.
to one of the chair people. I mean,
Next, the Kohen. You tried to get a Kohen who is obviously a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. You tried to get a Kohen who is worthy of the mitzvah, worthy to do the mitzvah. But if the situation arises where you don't have a Kohen with all qualifications, you still go ahead with the Kohen that you ever have. And that's about it. There was some who wanted to say, and they were knocked down, well, just a minute, we don't really know who is an authentic Kohen. Okay? And they were quickly slapped down. because we can only deal with what we have now. And if you have cheskas kohen, if you have the assumption that you are a kohen and acted like a kohen because of your father and your father's father, then we will assume that you are a kohen. Next. No, before that. Father's in the army. And he calls up and he says to his brother, to his uncle, to his best man at his wedding, to his friend, I want you, dear friend, dear relative, to be my shaliach, to go ahead and execute the pidyon haben of my child on my behalf. Sound legitimate? Based on the principle of shlucho shel adam kemoso, if you make someone a shaliach to do something, it is the equivalent of your doing it. The answer is no.
No, but you have to look at the brothers involved too, because what the kohen saying, what the father saying, is I'm redeeming me my son, you're giving me your son, and how can a shaliach say it's yours or it's mine?
So you change the language. Don't you think we would have to change the language of the bracha when a child redeems himself?
That's true.
Okay, so we'll change the language. And the only reason that the sitter didn't put it in is because it's an unusual case.
But then wouldn't you also have a problem of, I mean, though the people there would understand that he's just a shaliach,
so what?
Is there also a problem of Ayin?
Here I stand, Chaim Sivan Moshe Yitzchak, as shaliach hezvim, agent for my brother Binyamin Yehuda of Rav Moshe Yitzchak, who has called me from Kansas City, where he is stationed at Fort Bragg. And it, whatever, okay, you're fine, same Irishman. Okay? And he said to me, my dear brother, I want you to be my shaliach, my agent to perform a mitzvah midoraisa, so that is listed in Parshas Korach, right, Ubayom HaShmini, etc., and so forth. But, and here I stand before you, dear Kohen, to perform the mitzvah. Okay? I mean, the answer is no. Take a Haggadah and we'll soon see why. Has to be related to something in Mitzrayim. Correct? That's our premise. Sorry for the wine and the crinkles.
Well,
you see they are used. And they were used when some of us were drunk and it tipped it over. Okay? Got to wash it still.
You'll tell your church?
What? You're in the right ball game. Please take a look.
Pink powder, pink powder, whatever.
Yeah, please take a look.
No.
I'll give you the color.
Just so they don't get bored.
Yeah. I'll give you the color. No, there is an educational. There is an educational tool, but you have a messed up one. This a kid did it. Use this one. This one, the educational tool is clear. I taught Haggadah to one class, and in order to show them what we do in the bulk of the Haggadah, I bought these highlighters for them and made them do it. Take a look at page 18. Okay? You may dust the crumbs off onto the floor, even though the house is chametz stick. Okay? Just for your intellectual curiosity, you have a reject over there. The reason for the colors is that we are required to explain four psukim in detail from the Chumash. It's the only place in all of Chumash where four psukim tell the whole story of the Exodus from Egypt, from the beginning to the end. And in terms of explaining, the words that we repeat, I just color-coded to show you in each one of them, and when the kids were small, they really kept alive. You have a reject over there. Here's a good one. Some of the kids didn't get the message. But nonetheless, you see on page 18, line 3, by Yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, biyot chazoko, with a strong hand. Bizroa netuya, outstretched arm. Moro gadol, incredible fear and awe when we were going out. What was the fear and the awe? That was Makas Bechoros, the firstborn. Uba osos, and with signs of signal acts, and uba mosim, and with wonders. Line 5. Now let's chip away at what we just read piece by piece. Vayotzienu Hashem mi Mitzrayim. What is the most important word in those three? It is not Vayotzienu, he took us out, not Mimitzrayim from Egypt, but the most important word is Hashem. Lo al yedei malach, there were no messengers. Lo al yedei sarach, there were no fiery angels. Lo al yedei shaliach, lo al yedei shaliach. No agents whatsoever. Elah HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. It was God himself who directed that scenario. God himself. Shenemar. Quote the pasuk. V'avarti b'Eretz Mitzrayim. I will pass through Eretz Mitzrayim on that night. V'hikesi kol b'chor. I will smite every firstborn b'Eretz Mitzrayim. May Adam, whether it be a human firstborn, behemah, whether it be an animal, v'chol Elohei Mitzrayim. And in this way, I will be able to do violence and exact judgment in Elohei Mitzrayim, the God of Egypt. Eseh Shvatim, Ani Hashem, I myself. And if Bechor has to be Nivdeh, if the firstborn has to be redeemed, the way God didn't send the Shaliach, you don't send the Shaliach either. Do it yourself. And if you have to postpone it for the 38th day or the 39th day, or the 50th, or whatever, it is preferable to go ahead and wait until you yourself can do that mitzvah to parallel the action of what we just read in Haggadah. Halacha that is generally not known.
I mean,
far away.
Yeah, I mean, now we have telephones.
A videotape?
VCR. Telecom, you know, you have a little satellite hook up with the minicam.
You would have to come up with something like that. On a hard day like that, huh? No, what I am saying is, I'll give you an answer. I'll tell you what I have to do to give you an answer. I have to take all the modern printed Shilas and Shulas and simply look through the index to see if any such case ever came up. I'm generally up to date on modern halachic literature. I've never seen anyone even do it. They even entertain the notion that you pick up the phone and do this. Yes.
The mother does.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Father.
Fine. And what do you do?
And the Kohen is there.
Oh, does the baby have to be there?
Yes.
Ah. I'm going
to
do some work on it. Touche. You got it. Probably not. Okay? Because the act of pidyon needs the two objects, the redeemed and the redeemable. And you actually show that you are transferring one to the other. Probably not. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that family showing off that you really need the baby there? But people do it even though the baby's not home?
That is correct. The Shalom Zohar is in the presence of the baby.
But many people do it.
And they do it because you feel my child is going to be denied a Shalom Zohar. Okay?
How long want to care?
The people want to go to sleep. They've eaten already. They've drunk already. Oh. They're going to choke, but my kid's going to have a Shalom Zohar. That's it. I'm here in the hospital. I can't be there to add insult to injury. They're going to come.
Were you 4 years
and
ago?
They are. 4 years ago?
I would have loved not to have had a bed in our
okay?
bed. He didn't know.
What can
he
you do? What can you do? Here, sense dictates that if someone thinks that way, and don't we think in crazy ways when these things happen? You know, just you can't see perspective. You just gave birth 2 hours. 2 hours before Shabbos, you gave birth. Okay, go. Go say you don't need a Shalom Zohar. It depends on the person. It really depends on the person.
No, Messiah says you don't need one if the baby's not there, but he made one very much.
That's all. Because he wasn't going to go down on record that he denied his child a Shalom Zohar.
He wanted to have the first one in Kansas, probably.
Yeah, okay. Next. The question is the money. The money that has to be transferred. You recall in Chumash that we had to transfer five slaim, five sela.
In the way.
The way a shekel goes.
20.
20 gera.
Each one being 20 gera of silver. Okay? You know that today a half a dollar is not silver, and a quarter is no longer silver, and dimes are no longer silver, and silver dollars are no longer silver. So you have to go to a coin dealer and you buy true silver dollars, which is probably up until, if I remember,
about an ounce a piece,
about 1960 was the last time that real silver was there. It is one of the rabbinical tools to own silver dollars, a kohen. It's one of the kohen's tools to own silver dollars. A silver dollar today. Samples?
Yeah.
No way. I made sure. I made sure to take my samples back to the safe where I keep them, and I take the silver dollars out only for pidyon haben when needed, and for mechiras chametz when I sell the chametz. That's it. It's back. Silver dollar today costs anywhere between 16 and 20 some odd dollars. Okay? Now, State of Israel was smart and understood that there would be some kind of industry developed, and they minted pidyon haben coins. It's not legal tender, but there is enough silver in it. The coin has enough silver in it to be able to live up to the esrim gerah, shekel 20 and a shekel, and you need five sela. If you have a silver becher, truly a silver becher, a sterling becher, you generally have enough silver in that becher. It does not have to be five coins. It has the equivalent silver of five coins. You go over and buy a becher, or you go over and take a becher from what you have, and you can hand it to the kohen, and that's the equivalent. You have a chunk of silver, you can give him a chunk of silver. If you had a ring that had enough silver in it, or whatever it is, that's about it. Today, I understand silver was $6.18 an ounce. Okay? $6.18 an ounce, and you need about 7 ounces of silver. And that's it. That's all good.
If it's sterling, it's got to be sterling.
If there is enough silver in this to weigh out to be 20 gera to the shekel, it's okay. Finished. That's all. That's it. Because we learned the pasuk. The pasuk says, five sela, a sela is a coin. But we want the equivalent of 20 gera to the shekel. It gives you the option. It doesn't have to be five coins. And what if the silver in five coins wasn't enough, and you needed six coins, six silver dollars, let's say, or it wasn't silver dollars, you went to, I don't know, to some European company, country, and you used European coins. The question does exist, however, if silver has to be. What about a silver certificate? What is a silver certificate?
It's worth the weight. You can redeem it for the weight of the silver.
It's a pidyon of silver. Technically, it should be good, especially at a pidyon haben. And this has come up in recent years, let's say within the last 200 years, this has been asked. And you have one who says yes and one who says no. 10 who say yes and 10 who say no. Okay? Why? Because if the Torah already requires kesef in and of itself and doesn't give you the option of a substitute for kesef, let's go ahead for silver. But wait a minute. But it says the value, here is a substitute for silver. This is the value of five sloyal of silver, but it is silver, okay? But five silver certificates are worth
saying.
Can you
see the people there aren't going to know?
I don't like
They're not going to see
like
it. They're not going to
okay.
see it.
You want the coins, okay? What do you do when you don't have?
Well, then.
There you are. But so, again, you have to see what you can get out of the pasuk in terms of being within the halakha.
It has to be yours, not something that you own.
Yeah, we come to the next thing. Sure, it's got to be yours. And we come up with three problems then. Let's assume it's five silver dollars. And I tell you, we'll take $20 of a silver dollar, 20 paper dollars. So you're talking about a $100 investment. Okay? What do you do when young kids don't have it? On top of the fact that they spent for the bris, and they paid the mohel, and now they have to make another bash, another soiree. You're in the $1,000 area already. What are you doing? They don't have it. Okay. In today's, if it is a problem in listen to me, if it's a problem in today's day and age, and can you imagine in Europe, let's say, where poverty was true poverty, a person who doesn't have any, doesn't have a silver fork and doesn't have a silver spoon, doesn't have any silver, doesn't have a silver bag.
Is that where the menhag with everyone throwing jewelry on comes from?
Well, maybe yes and maybe no, but probably you're right. There is a concept that says, okay, listen to me carefully. There is a concept that says that if I give you a present, bitnai, with the condition that ultimately I will get that present back. For the time that I've given you the present, I've given it to you. Matona al menas lahachsir shmei matona. Okay? If I give you the present, what? That's right, like a lulav and an eser. You don't have to buy a lulav and an eser. You didn't have. But you need to own it yourself. I have a right to give it to you as a present and use it for the hour or the moment or the 10 minutes. It's truly yours and not mine in those 10 minutes. Okay, right. But you can or you can't. What do you do when you don't have?
Buy it off of me, so even if it's $100, give a dollar, just the fact that you
bought it. But you are doing it, but you're doing it assuming that it's going to come back to revert back to the first owner. Okay? Even with a marriage ban. Even with a marriage ban where you don't have. Do we want it that way? Certainly we don't want it that way. But if I am hung up with this problem where truly they don't have, so you can go ahead and maybe this is where partially, the minute comes that when the baby comes in, you know, the only thing that's missing is the apple in its mouth. That's all.
I know, it looked that way.
Okay? Really, however, that isn't entirely so. Because you know that all the diamonds in the world on the tray would not be able to serve as the pigeon money. It's got to be silver. Okay? But nonetheless, it is probably the extension of that. Probably. And that's about it.
Huh?
Huh? There you go. Finally.
No, I'm sorry.
Polish.
It's only my
okay. There's the issue of the coin. You give the coin $100 in the form of 5 silver dollars. Some coin give it back as a present to the baby. As a present to the baby. But this created an incredible problem. Now, halacha was written as follows, that a kohen should not regularly return. Return when it's necessary, when it's prudent, when it will help. Because if you constantly return it, just pro forma, okay, I'll give it back to you as a present. You know what happens? Then when you have one kohen who doesn't return it, you're making trouble for him. And there's no real reason to return it. You want to give a gift, so later on you'll give a gift. Kohenim, go ahead and say, here, take this. Let this be with you and your family as a memento of this sacred occasion. And then take a look here. That's the funniest shayla of them all. Take a look at page 749. Father starts out presenting the child and says, this is my firstborn, this is my bechor, meaning the firstborn of his mother. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, God blessed be, he has commanded to redeem him as it is said, and we learned it. Da, 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 da. Right? He quotes the pasuk that we learned. Go on. Next. Next page. 751. Says the Kohen to the father, do you prefer to give me your firstborn? The firstborn of the mother? Or would you rather redeem him if a 5 shekel required? What if the father says, keep the kid?
Oh, that's only at a month of age. He's not sick of the kid yet.
What if the father says keep the kid?
That's why he's done it only 30 days. The kid's only been home 3 weeks.
Now, you think it is a joke?
Yeah.
You think it is a joke? You are entirely mistaken. There were plenty of times when our society had unwanted children, mm-hmm. and the father couldn't take it anymore. Because if it weren't that way, the halacha would have never been written in the sefer. Okay? And the halacha is a very simple one. Oh yeah, I can keep the kid, the Kohen says. But there's only one problem. I'm asking you, what do you prefer, this way or that way? But the Torah told you what to do. Okay? I'm being a nice guy. What do you prefer? I want to know that you are doing this on your own free will and consent. And if you're not doing it on your own free will and consent, then you have a score to settle with God. What did He tell you? Redeem, Pidyon HaBen. Do it whether you like it or not. But that is an interesting sociological footnote with which we end Pidyon HaBen, and you just take a look at the rest and let's read through what goes on. Do you prefer to give me your firstborn, the firstborn of your mother, of the mother? Or would you rather redeem him for 5 shekel required by the Torah? And the father is required to say, I prefer to redeem my son, and here is the redemption price required by the Torah. And he makes a bracha, Asher kitshonu mitzvasov etzivonu al pidyon haben, and says she'echiyonu, and that's it. And that is it. Finished. The rest is mere ceremonial and ritual, if I can use dirty words. So there are points of excitement, like with the mamzer and the gioras, and the father who says, but basically, it was a tame moment tonight for Pidyon HaBen.